This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no more time to waste to reach a Gaza ceasefire deal as he wrapped up his Middle East tour. Speaking to reporters at Doha Airport, he said that Hamas needed to agree to the bridging proposal for a ceasefire so that both sides can proceed to the implementation of a peace deal.
We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line, and we need to do it now. With every passing day, the well-being and lives of the hostages are in jeopardy. Every single day, women, children, men in Gaza are suffering and at risk of being wounded or dying in fighting that they didn't start and they cannot stop.
A planned meeting in Doha between Mr. Blinken and the Emir of Qatar before he returns to the US was cancelled because the Emir is reportedly unwell. Barack and Michelle Obama are due to deliver the main speeches on the second day of the Democrats' National Convention in Chicago. The two are hugely popular with the party's supporters. Members of Kamala Harris's family, including her husband, Doug Emhoff, will also speak. The convention has also heard from ex-supporters of Donald Trump. His former White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, addressed the convention.
On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth. He used to tell me, "It doesn't matter what you say, Stephanie. Say it enough and people will believe you." But it does matter.
The Taliban's morality ministry in Afghanistan says that it has detained 13,000 people accused of immorality, destroyed thousands of musical instruments and inappropriate film videos. David Bamford has the details.
The Ministry for the Prevention of Vice and Propagation, in its annual report, said over 20,000 musical instruments were smashed in line with Taliban policy forbidding musical entertainment. Many of those detained were women, either for infringing rules on Islamic dress or travelling without a male guardian. The Taliban report says half of those detained are released within a day. The UN has repeatedly criticised the Taliban for rolling back women's rights. Even Taliban policemen are not immune from the rules. Those who fail to grow beards are dismissed.
Reports from Afghanistan say the Taliban rulers have banned a UN human rights envoy from entering the country. A Taliban spokesman is said to have complained that Richard Bennett had spread propaganda about Afghanistan. There has been no word from Mr. Bennett. In a recent newspaper article, Mr. Bennett wrote that since retaking power 3 years ago, the Taliban had virtually erased women from public life and deprived them of basic rights. World News from the BBC. The British government has given details of measures to strengthen border security and enforce immigration rules. It says it will allocate 100 new intelligence and investigations officers to target smuggling gangs. Harry Farley reports.
The government says these new specialist officers will increase the work the National Crime Agency is already doing to target gangs smuggling people across the Channel. They will work in the UK and across Europe, with some undercover and others targeting the supply of inflatable boats and equipment. Labour officials highlighted that the largest ever chartered return flight with 220 people on board has taken off since the party came to power. The Home Office has said it will continue with the previous government's plan to reopen and two immigration centres, increasing their capacity to detain migrants.
Firefighters in Bolivia are trying to put out large fires in the eastern region of Santa Cruz. So far, 2 million hectares of forest have been burned, with homes damaged and wildlife affected. Some of the fires are deep in the Bolivian Amazon, making operations difficult. The government of Trinidad and Tobago says it has refloated a mystery oil tanker that capsized in February, causing a major oil spill. The ship, identified only as the Gulf Stream, appeared to have been heading from Panama to Guyana when it ran aground on a reef off the coast of Tobago. The tugboat that was towing it left the scene and didn't send a request for help. No one was left on board the Gulf Stream. The pet dog of the late French film star Alain Delon will not be put down and buried with him as he had wished, following an outcry from animal rights activists. A French charity said it had received assurances from the actor's family that they would take care of Lubeau and he would not be euthanised. The French actor had died on Sunday. BBC News.